For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. More than 61 million German voters are casting their ballots to pick their federal parliament or Bundestag. The election on Sunday will pave the way for the formation of the country's new government. Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative alliance of the Christian Democratic Union and the Christian Social Union is expected to win the most votes. It is also expected to see the far-right anti-immigration party Alternative for Germany enter the parliament for the first time since World War II. The death toll from a 7.1 magnitude earthquake on Tuesday in Mexico has climbed to 307. Of the deaths, 169 were registered in the capital. Rescue efforts are continuing at 7 of the 38 buildings which collapsed in Mexico City. Rescue efforts were briefly suspended on Saturday as the capital felt the effects of another 6.1 magnitude earthquake centered on Oaxaca, which did not directly lead to any deaths, although 27 are being treated for injuries. The support base of the Chinese People's Liberation Army in Djibouti has held its first live ammunition shooting drill. The exercise comes less than 2 months after China's first overseas military facility began operation. The base supports the PLA's overseas tasks regarding the delivery of humanitarian aid and escort missions in the Gulf of Aden and waters off Somalia. A landslide in southwest China has killed 3 people and left another 3 missing. 10 people were said to be at the spot when the landslide struck a highway in Libor County in Guizhou at around 6 p.m. on Saturday. One escaped unhurt, while 3 others were later rescued. Initial investigations showed that the landslide was caused by heavy downpours. Rescue work is still underway. The Chinese authorities say the shallow earthquake with a magnitude of 3.4 that occurred Saturday in North Korea was not the result of a nuclear test. The China Earthquake Administration says the quake was natural, even though it hit roughly at the same depth as the underground explosion set off by North Korea on September the 3rd, which Pyongyang says was the test of a hydrogen bomb. The Chinese earthquake authorities have come to the conclusion that the latest quake was natural after reviewing the infrasonic record of the earthquake, as well as previous analysis of the shaking caused by past nuclear tests in North Korea. South Korean earthquake researchers have also determined Saturday's quake was a natural one, as a sound wave, which is usually generated in the event of an underground explosion, was not detected. The Pentagon says Air Force B-1B bombers and F-15 fighter escorts have flown in international airspace over the waters east of North Korea. The Pentagon says the mission is the farthest north of the demilitarized zone any U.S. fighters or bombers have flown off North Korea's coast in the 21st century. It notes the mission is a demonstration of U.S. resolve and a clear message that U.S. President Donald Trump has many military options to defeat any threat. Trump last week threatened in a speech to the United Nations General Assembly that the United States will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea if forced to defend itself or its allies. In the wake of that threat, North Korea has suggested it might test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. The Chinese side is calling on all sides to avoid any action that may increase tensions on the Korean Peninsula. 6 people are being treated for unspecified injuries after being sprayed with a noxious substance by a man in East London. The incident has taken place in a local shopping mall. A man has been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. Local police initially responded to reports of a group of men spraying people with the substance. It's unclear what the motivation may have been for the incidents. The ruling National Party of New Zealand has won the most votes in the country's general election, but has come up short of a single majority to form a government. With almost all votes counted, the National Party is leading with 46% of the vote. The opposition Labour Party is at just under 36%. The populist New Zealand First Party had about 7.5% and is likely to play kingmaker. The authorities in Dubai are now forcing the owners of high-rise buildings throughout the emirate to make the facades of their skyscrapers more resistant to fire. Officials say they've been discussing the situation with various building owners, including the Dubai Properties Group, which is the investment vehicle of the emirate, which owns most of the skyscrapers in Dubai's business district. All high-rise building owners are going to have to replace their non-fire-resistant building facades in collaboration with the city's real estate developers. Investigations have suggested that cladding fixed to the outside of buildings for decoration, as well as insulation or coatings used for protection from the sun, have contributed to a number of fires in Dubai high-rises over the last 3 years. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.